Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to Weekend Tea Break. I'm in the kitchen right now, doing exactly what you guys should be doing, making a cup of tea and getting ready for half hour of quite possibly the... Let's just listen to this boil 1 second.
Get a tea bag up.
Quite a slow boil.
Probably shouldn't have put as much water in it, should I, for the podcast, really. Still boiling.
Milking first or after is the question we're asking today.
We're not really.
Okay, come on.
Here we go.
After is the answer to that question. Lovely stuff. Anyone that says this is all filler, no killer, is right.
That cough probably came into the intro, but we'll leave it in. Authenticity, they call it. Oh, that's lovely. So, I'm outside today. I've come outside to record the podcast because it is absolutely blazing day, sunny. I was going to record it the other day and it would have been a totally different story. I've had some very, very stormy weather. I know this ain't a weather podcast, but honestly, about a week ago, we had the worst thunderstorm I've ever seen in my entire 29 years on this ear planet. It's had some devastating effects on the garden, which I shall explain a little bit later on in the podcast. Right, today we've got a garden chat with Greenfinger George, also Blue Peter Gardener. He's coming up because I feel like this is a bit of like a 6 week holiday spesh. Such a spesh that I don't want to put a down on it quite yet, but it's the last podcast in this series. Yeah, that's right, we're calling it a series because we're going to take a little bit of a 6 weeks holiday break and come back 1st of September absolutely smashing it. I've got a really awesome thing I'll tell you about it later. I'm really excited about it. Really excited. So first, shall we go straight in with a garden chat? I saw George. Actually, I tweeted George and said, yo, George, what's up? I know you're going to be at Chelsea Flower Show. Fancy meeting up, having a chat. He said, yeah, that's fine. Better ask me mum. And then I realised he's only 11, so probably best. So I spoke to his mum. Said, yeah, cool, let's meet up. And yeah, we're walking around. You know my day at Chelsea was not tip top. And this made it for me. Actually, honestly, has such a good time. Just going on to a garden, one of George's favourite gardens. It was a Japanese garden. The name of it, absolutely lost on me now. Beautiful. Went inside this like little glass house. Water underneath us. If you went to Chelsea, you'll probably know which one I'm talking about. And we got to have a little chat. So this is this week's Garden Chat with Green Finger George.
Chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, garden chat. This is where we talk about garden chat. Chat, 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 chat. Garden chat, garden chat, garden, garden chat.
Yeah, you're...
Well, it's my fault anyway that you've come onto a Chelsea garden.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
My fault.
So,
But it'll be a bit more jealous, won't it, now? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to have to get a photo of your mum.
Just
to add some context to that, George was asking where Dale was. A question which, by the end of this year, we're going to stop asking, yeah? We're going to stop asking. Was he jealous? Was he? Yeah, of course he... Well, if he's listening to this, yeah. Did he listen? Back to George.
Oh, there's a poor little fly stuck in the water.
Lost
the rescue it.
Oh, so nice. This garden is actually... So is Japanese sort of the style you like the most?
I love Japanese gardens. Yeah, I love water in Japanese gardens.
Yeah.
It's great. It's kind of like... Oh, so there's no camera, so...
No.
I could do that.
You can do whatever you want. George is dancing right now.
Dancing, yeah.
Yeah, it's all audio.
Oh,
on the podcast.
Good. That's fine.
Do you listen to podcasts or not?
Not really, really no.
You listen to this one, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, we're not. How did you get into gardening to begin with?
I got into gardening because I first loved nature and wildlife.
Yeah.
And I found that really influenced into my gardening because I found gardening bring me closer to nature and closer to wildlife.
But what? So in your own garden, have you got like an allotment or what do you do in your own garden at home?
At the garden at the moment, we've got a little herb garden, a little veg patch, a little kind of mini orchard, and we've got a wildlife there, so I've got a pond, a rockery, and then we've got a bit of a wild area at the top.
You pack a lot into it?
We do pack a lot into it, yeah.
How's the whole Blue Peter thing come along?
Peter thing?
You're smashing it at the moment on there.
Sorry?
You're smashing it.
Yeah, they just keep asking to go on, really, and I do it.
You're a popular person on there. But how old are you now?
I'm 11 at the moment.
You're only 11?
Only 11.
I thought you were older than that. How old do you think I look?
22?
I really like you.
Oh, right.
I'm 29, but...
Oh, no, 7 years off, anyway.
So how long have you been gardening? Since the age of...
About the age of five. You know, because obviously I can't really do any gardening when I'm five, so I can't really put tools, but I kind of just help my dad out, and even going into the garden and talking about it, still gardening.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like my daughter, she's two now, and I try and get her in the garden.
Definitely, yeah.
She eats a lot of soil. She likes, I don't know why she likes the taste of soil, but...
Oh.
But
okay.
That's gardening, right?
Yep. Eating soil is gardening.
We'll take that. So how are you finding today? You finding it good?
Oh, lovely.
How was the fresh lunch?
Sorry?
How was the lunch?
The lunch was okay. It was a bit posh, but...
Posh. What do you have to eat? Mainly because I didn't get to go in it, so I want to know.
I had lamb and I also had a little starter.
Nice. The whole ambassador thing, RHS ambassador, how'd that come about?
The ambassadorship started when I was won the RHS Young School Garden of the Year.
Yeah.
Then they made me the first RHS Young Ambassador.
The youngest?
The youngest in 200 years, which was when the RHS started, so the youngest ever.
That's incredible. What sort of perks of the job do you get?
Well, I do school visits as my role. I've only done one up to date, but I'm hoping to do more.
That's cool. What, like teach kids about?
Teach kids about gardening, doing that sort of general thing.
That's good because I do a few school bits. But it's like the teachers haven't really got the resources to do it. Do you know what, like how food is?
Sorry?
Do you know how food is? How food education's pretty good at the moment. I think they should do it with gardening.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm trying to grow the biggest pumpkin at the moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to get advice from you about how to make it the biggest pumpkin. I want the biggest pumpkin in Essex is what I'm trying to go for.
Is that because I haven't actually grown pumpkins before?
Oh, man!
So I'd just go for the RHS website, to be honest.
Oh, always on brand.
Yeah.
I just feel like we just need to sit here longer just to take this in.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a selfie actually while I'm sitting here. This is pretty cool. Mm. To be able to sit in your own, the garden that you like the best.
Yeah. Great opportunity, innit?
George. Have you always been a Blue Peter fan?
Sorry?
Have you always been a Blue Peter fan?
Yeah, I like Blue Peter.
Do you usually do it with Barney or?
Barney and Lindsay.
Yeah. They're nice, aren't they?
Oh, lovely.
They're nice people.
Very nice.
I like them.
Need to see.
Oh, Radio 2 Gardens.
I've seen them, yeah, they're alright.
What's your favourite?
I like the sand one with all the water.
Have you, the ground moves, have you seen that?
Yeah.
It goes, like the stones, you know where the stones are at the front? They vibrate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody, I'd see that. Can you actually feel them?
Yeah, some guy was, some guy was putting his foot on the front of it. I was like, what's he doing? Mm. And it goes, you know, like Jurassic Park? Where, have you seen Jurassic Park?
Not really.
Where the dinosaur. Mm. And like that. I'm too old. I'm getting old. So you know Radio 2 are doing gardens this year?
Yeah.
You think like Radio 1 should do gardens
yeah.
as well for younger people?
I think so, that'd be really good.
I think we both need to push that for next year. If Radio 2 gets to do it, why shouldn't Radio 1?
Yeah, exactly.
Get gardening out there. Alright man, well, thanks for chatting to me.
It's fine.
It's been good. This has honestly been the highlight of my whole day.
Well, you're welcome.
There we go. Boom.
Chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, garden chat. This is where we talk about garden chat. Chat, 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 chat. Garden chat, garden chat, garden, garden chat.
Yo, what's going on? We are now in the house, aren't we, Olive?
Yeah.
Unbelievably, the intro to this podcast was are you alright?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was recorded outside this morning.
Yeah.
Then the aforementioned pergola build. Did I mention that at the start of this podcast? Did I mention that, Olive?
Yeah.
I did.
Castle.
What castle?
Mostly castle wagon.
Oh, hang on. I'm not sure if I mentioned the pergola, but I'll come back to that anyway.
Where?
Yeah. Okay. And now I've picked Olive up from nursery and she's going to join us for this 6-week holiday special. Yes, Olive?
Okay.
Yeah, you're having some lunch, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're eating, what have you got here? What are these?
Grape.
They're not grapes, they're strawberries, mate.
Yeah.
What are they?
Strawberries.
Strawberries, okay. So we're going to do the podcast, Olive. You're going to help me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so this is the 6-week special, and I'll go into why it's a 6-week special in a minute, but we just had Green Finger George.
George,
yeah.
George.
Did you enjoy that little chit chat?
Yeah.
It was good, weren't it? Like I say, it was the best part of my day at RHS Chelsea, and the guy knows his stuff. Only 11 years old, and he knows so much about gardening already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
so,
Mummy. Yes, Mummy.
Where's Mummy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there she is, yeah, in a photo right there. Yeah, so awesome to have him on the podcast. Absolute inspiration. I think we're going to see a lot more of him. If you want to check him out, go check out Blue. What happened there?
I me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Go check him out. Go check him out on Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so loads have been going on in the garden, so we're going to have a really quick pot and shed.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to come outside with me and record some pot and shed?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Play my piss.
Huh?
Play my piss outside.
We're going to go outside with what's this, a microphone?
Yeah.
Come on then.
Just going down to the pot and shed with Lee. Not really sure what we are going to see. Will it be sunny or will it be raining? If it's raining, we probably won't put this bit in. It's pot and shed. It's
potting shed. Okay. Olive, you alright?
Yeah.
We're not actually outside because it's a little bit cold out there.
Yeah.
It's a bit cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
put my shoes on.
You want to put your shoes on?
Yeah.
But it's cold out there, mate.
Yeah.
It was sunny today, weren't it?
Yeah.
And that is where...
Yeah.
That is where we've had some crazy weather. Sometimes it's really hot and sunny during the day. And then in the evenings, we've had some awful thunderstorms over this way in Essex. So bad that the clematis, the arch, what happened to the big arch, Olive? Did it fall down?
Yeah.
Fell down. Yeah. There's no saving it, so we've had to cut it right down. Remove the arch, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's all gone. So as that come down, up went in 2 days, my dad and my granddad. Granddad been around, didn't he?
Yeah.
Granddad come round. And helped build, well, I helped him build a pergola out the back of a house, and we're really excited about that.
Little granddad.
Little granddad?
Yeah.
Yeah. He come and helped us build that, and hopefully it's going to be an awesome area. One for me to do my videos in, and also an awesome little area. You just said what?
I just said that daddy.
What is it?
No.
That's the microphone, yep.
Off my phone.
Do you want to be on the podcast regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah, shall we try and get an Olive segment?
Yeah.
It's Olive's shed. Can you do some singing?
Shed.
So, yeah, also an awesome area that we can all gather around the pizza oven. I'm not sure how it's going to work yet, but... The pizza oven's going to stay in there and be good. We've just harvested some carrots, haven't we, Olive?
Yeah.
And some beans. Do you like some beans?
Yeah.
Shell beans. And some chilies.
Yeah.
Because what day... Yeah. What is it? What is wrong?
This one.
We're trying to do a podcast at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah? Just wait there. Hang on. Sit there for a second. So, we are going to have that little area out back to come together as a family. And I think that's all.
We're family.
We are family?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's just finish potting shed then.
It's potting shed.
Last week, I talked about something called the 6-week wildlife challenge. Are you in or are you in? It's over on my Facebook page and on Mano Mano UK's Facebook page. In the past week, it's had 20,000 views.
Mummy work.
Mummy's at work, yeah.
Mummy at work, Gordon.
Huh?
Mummy work, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. Mummy's at the work and we're doing the garden. Yeah?
Mummy's a nurse.
Mummy is a nurse, yeah. What do they say? Don't podcast.
There's a spider on there.
Where's the spider?
There.
No, where? You go and find him. Go point him out.
There.
Oh, okay. They say don't.
Spider.
Don't podcast with kids, I think is the rule
kids.
Here. Kids, yes.
I'm bringing my kids home.
You what? 20,000 views within a week of the first one. The first video was a squirrel, like little squirrel cafe.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Olive?
Mummy home.
Yeah, I know. And basically, it was a mason jar. Everything we're doing is cheap, simple, and it literally take a about, I'd say, if you're pretty good, 15 to 20 minutes to make this little make. And we've got 6 throughout the 6 weeks holiday for you guys to do with your family, with your kids, to turn your garden into a true wildlife resort. This week we've got the squirrels, as I said. And then I think we've got a hedgehog cafe going down, which is pretty cool. Little house for them as well.
something for the birds, also something for the bees. Are you trying to get away from me, Olive? Where are you going? Yes, pets. Yeah, not this YouTube thing again. So loads going on for your. Hang on, Olive. Can I just do this first? Yeah, okay. Let me do this first, okay? Because I'm trying to podcast. People have taken up their time to listen to us. Is that alright?
Yeah, what?
Okay. Should we be good for 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
And then we'll go and do something. Yeah. Go and play in your house. Yeah.
Stand up.
Okay.
Stand up.
You don't stand up for a second. Hashtag never work with kids. Tweet that. Yeah?
Stand up.
You stand up. So yeah, if you are doing 6-week wildlife resort, send me your pictures. I want to see them over on Twitter. And go check out the videos and give them a big thumbs up. Give them a share. Share, Olive. I don't want to share your crisps, no. Every 6 weeks holiday, Skinny Jean Gardeners last year and Skinny Jean Gardener this year, try and do stuff for you guys to go out in the garden and do something with your kids as a family, because I know what it's like. Are you alright, Olive? Grab them all my head. Actually, I don't really know what it's like because it's just me, Olive and Sam, and Olive's so little, but I do know I was young once. And first week of 6 weeks holiday, wicked, loads of fun. And we've got 5 more weeks to try and fill with something. Mum's got to try and fill all that time. Let's go and do this, let's go and do that. I know, we ain't all got the money to be going to Alton Towers every week. We've got our own very own resort, Alton Towers, out the back, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do we go and play in the garden?
Yeah.
Tell me about your garden. Who's in the pond?
Mummy!
Mummy's not in the pond. What's in the pond? Frog. The frog?
Monkey.
That's another make. If you want a little mini frog pond, get frogs into the garden. And that is also on the Mano Facebook page in a couple of weeks' time. Check them out weekly. And yeah, that's what's going down. 6 weeks holiday made easy with a Skinny Jean garden. Olive, you are jumping around this whole podcast. Huh? Let's talk about Latin. Do you want to talk about Latin?
No.
Come on. You do?
Up.
Come on then.
There's a pattern with some Latin. There's a cat in with a pattern in the Latin and a cat with post and pat. Here's a little story about some Latin that doesn't rhyme with a cat in or a pattern. It's Latin. What's the plant name in Latin? It's a pattern with some Latin and a cat in with the Latin. Here's that Latin. The pat, the cat. The Latin.
The very last possible Latin feature of this show. I know what you're saying. I think we've come to a conclusion. I don't like Latin. You don't what?
I don't like Latin.
She doesn't. Even Olive doesn't like Latin. I think we've come to the conclusion that. Are you alright? I think we've come to the conclusion.
Chicken.
You want chicken? Okay.
Yeah.
Whew, it's just a long podcast, isn't it? I think we've come to the conclusion that Latin is useless for beginner gardeners. If you go an expert level. And go all out. Go Latin to your heart's content.
No.
Okay, don't. I don't know how this podcast is going to come out. This was not...
olives. This was not how. This was not how I was expecting to go out for a couple of week break. Oh, we're going to play in a minute. We will. The pat, the cat, the lat, ta ta ta. People often ask me if I'm going to have another child, and yeah, we'll see. Okay. Can we just wait for a second, please, Olive? Wowza. 6 weeks holiday, eh? I salute all parents right now. So, So, we're going to have a couple of weeks holiday. I'm going to drop a few little bonus podcasts into this feed. I'm going to drop a few little bonus podcasts into this feed throughout the few weeks. But on the 1st of September, we come back with a brand new sponsor and brand new features on the show, which I'm really excited about. One... Hang on, Olive. One will be an Olive special. Yeah, Olive, you going to come on the podcast? Yeah. Yeah. You bring the cards up then. So, loads of new features coming up, and especially one. This... is what I wanted to tell you about last week for you hashtag NCM peeps. It is going to be, come here, Olive, the biggest, are you coming up here now? The biggest treasure hunt ever in podcast history. This is going to be something to get you and the family going around the country, and the prize at the end is going to be massive. It's still to be confirmed, so over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be sorting out that prize, but we're talking... in the hundreds and slash a thousand. Not 100,000, that'd be ridiculous. But that's the end prize. So throughout September to September, there will be different clues coming to the podcast for you to try and find the buried treasure. So enjoy your 6 weeks holiday. Where are you going?
Puzzle.
Go and get the puzzle then, go on. Enjoy the 6 weeks holiday, enjoy this little break, and enjoy the little bonus podcast that will be coming through. Hang on a second. That will be coming... Hang on a sec. That will be coming through on this feed over the next few weeks. Really sorry, there's not not been a lot of gardening on here. I think you can quite see the difference between the relaxed me at the start of this podcast... Then we had a bit of George and RHS, and then we've headed into the 6 weeks holiday danger zone. Rest assured that if there is an Olive feature, it won't be for the full 30 minutes. Because I know if I was driving to work in the morning, or if I was trying to get to sleep, and I keep saying that sometimes. Someone said to me the other day, oh, I love listening to the podcast, really gets me to sleep at night. That is not a review that I want on the podcast. But if you want to put a 5-star review with something nice, then please, please do. Here is some jobs to do at the weekend. Here is some jobs for the weekend. Here is some jobs for the weekend. Here is some jobs for the weekend. Yes, jobs for the weekend. Okay, so we are harvesting like crazy. I've said it before. Keep harvesting everything you've got. If you've got tomatoes growing, harvest them. If you've got chilies growing, Olive chilies?
Yeah.
You love them?
I love them.
Good. Chilies growing, harvest them. If you've got beans growing, harvest them. If you've got pumpkins growing, give them a lot of space. Remember I said I was going to grow the biggest pumpkin this side of Colchester? I'm actually feeling like it's possible at the moment because my pumpkins are going nuts. P.S. Just on a side note, if you think this is going to be half an hour this week, it's not. It's going to be about 40 minutes. So just give it a little stop in about 15 seconds. Don't half hour and come back later on.
pumpkins, that's a real out of nowhere, pumpkins are going crazy. I've really got to get on the garden, actually, because next week, and you're going to hear this in the new series of podcasts coming in September, I'm doing an open gardens for St. Helena Hospice, 12th of August. That is next weekend if you're listening to this live. If you want to come to my open gardens, drop me a tweet, drop me a Facebook message. Come and see how tidy I can tidy my garden up within a week. I've got a lot to do. I'm off to Country File Live on Saturday. Another, again, and more podcasting to come from that. So I'm away for the whole weekend and I've got about 5 days to get the garden ready. Lots to do, lots to do. Also, check out Gardeners World magazine. I've got a little piece in there with Matt Biggs. Me and Matt Biggs have got mega beef talking about grass. That's right, grass. Artificial or real? I'm coming for you, Matt Biggs. Yeah, big beef with him. Oh, yeah. Could be further from the truth. I love that guy. So, yeah.
Here is some jobs for the weekend.
The hectic, hang on, darling. The hectic world of parenting is calling. Right now, I'm off to go and play. What are we playing, Olive? Puzzles? Puzzles, okay. I'm off to go and make a puzzle now, probably of trolls. And hopefully you're going to enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you very much. And big respect. This is podcast 21. 21 podcasts.
Dad?
Yeah? I'm going to do puzzle in a second. Hang on, mate. 21 podcasts going strong. And the other, I've asked this a few times. I've asked it from the start. If you guys want to get involved with the podcast, give me a shout. I got a message the other day with someone who wanted to get involved. I'm going to get back to them. They will be on the podcast in September. Fingers crossed. I also want you guys involved too. So drop me a line. lee@skinnyjeangardeners.co.uk. I'll see you here, there, everywhere between now and September. But for now, thank you very much for listening. You know, the only reason I do this is because you guys are there giving me support, shouting, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Olive? Go woo! Unbelievable. Whew. What a palaver that all was. It was going quite hang on you over there. It was going quite well to begin with, wasn't it? Quite nice, quite chilled out. If you enjoyed Olive's little bit, just send me a message, #Olive. And that would be great. You guys, the #ListenToM people, give me till September. I have actually confirmed something for you guys to get for listening the whole way through. And by gosh, if you've managed to listen all the way through this one, then you deserve a prize. Some of you might have noticed no advert today. Was it intentional? Yes. It was forgotten. Did you say forgotten, Olive?
Yes.
Yeah, it was forgotten. But not for you guys. In the distant future. The year 2017, September 1st, we bring you, the brand new podcast. Olive! I'm trying to do a serious advert here. Shh. Different. But not. Are you being sick? Olive!
No.
Are you taking the mickey out of me? Unbelievable. See you soon, people. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the new Twitter account, Weekend Tea Break. You guys rock.
In the garden.